Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The center fielder, Cliff Mapes. Batting third. The first baseman, Ben Taylor. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Rapp. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Fred Marsh. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Jennings. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Duke Markle. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Duke Markle. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Hooper. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bob Hooper. And now, play ball. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes strikes out. Two outs. Ben Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fain. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Jennings applying the tag. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo takes first base on ball four. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel takes first base on ball four. Vallo moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock takes first base on ball four. Vallo moves to third. Zerniel moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly. Rapp reaches second base with a double. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tipton fields it and throws to first for the out. Rapp moves to third. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter takes first base on ball four. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton strikes out. One out. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a fly ball into center field. Mave settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Mape settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings strikes out. One out. Duke Markle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vallo strikes out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Zerniel hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jennings fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 0 for 1 in the game. Mapes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooper covering, for the out. One out. Ben Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Niemann moves to third. Lawler moves to second. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marsh for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tipton hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Fain bunts towards the right side of the infield. Young fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Niemann. Vallow reaches second base with a double. Fain moves to third. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Zerniel takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into center field. Mapes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings is 0-for-1 in the game. Jennings hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Markle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markle is 0-for-1 in the game. Markle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Mapes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-2 in the game. Tipton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 0-for-2 in the game. Mapes hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rapp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Rapp reaches third base with a triple. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Fain hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mapes. Fain reaches second base with a double. Joost goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Athletics. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Vallow hits a pop-up towards short. Jennings settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Zerniel takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fain scores. Zerniel moves to second. It's 5-1, Athletics. Bob Mahoney now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards second. Young throws to second for 1, and Jennings throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Zerniel scores. Philly moves to second. 2 outs. It's 6-1, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Marsh. Philly scores. Suter moves to second. It's 7-1, Athletics. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-3 in the game. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive towards first. Taylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler strikes out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-2 in the game. Marsh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings is 0-for-2 in the game. Jennings hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joost moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it and throws to second for the out. Joost moves to third. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Zerniel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Byrne pinch hits for Bob Mahoney. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 0-for-3 in the game. Mapes hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Young moves to second. Earl Rapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapp is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Rapp hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Byrne now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Philly strikes out. 1 out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Suter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Bob Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-4 in the game. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-3 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooper fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.